Malishilo.
Don't miss out. It's all happening at the East Park Mall Piazza in Lusaka from August 28th to the 31st, 2025. Get your daily passes for just 50 kwacha from CompuTicket at any ShopRite store near you. Or contact the National Arts Council of Zambia on 260-0977-995804. Kwimbo National Arts Festival 2025. The arts live here. Hey you, wherever you are, Chipata to Mungu, Kasama to Livingston, Kopala to Lusaka, whoever you support, Man United, Barcelona, AC Milan or Zambia, Bola means nothing without you, the fan. Because when it comes to football, at DSTV and GoTV, it's on like never before this season. The Premier League, UEFA Champions League, every major league, every cup, every Chipolo Polo cake at AFCON, it's all on. It's the talk at the barbershop, the shout at the Kandemba, the cheer in your sitting room, it's on for you. Best football in the world. It's on for every goal, every scream, on for every VAR decision. It is on for every football fan, and it is on Super Sport. Only on DSTV and GoTV. Don't miss a moment. Reconnect on DSTV Compact and GoTV Super Plus today.
1xBet. 1xBet. With big sports on break, there's no better time to jump into the thrill of virtual gaming at 1x Games. Don't wait. Visit 1xbet.com.zm. Use promo code 1xGamesZM and get a bonus to start. 1x Games, lucky spins, epic wins, endless fun with 1xBet. Play responsibly, not for persons under the age of 18 years. Terms and conditions apply.
Turn up your radio. Turn up your radio. Good music lives here. We play nothing but power hits.
They want me gone, but I'm a biggie man, brother. They wanna see me cry, don't know why. Anyway, Mulungu, I'm a born a new life.
Calm
down, calm down. Yo, this your body, you put in my heart. Fall lockdown, fall lockdown, oh lockdown. Yo, you sweet life, fall down, fall down. If I tell you, say I love you, no day for me, young girl. Oh, young girl, no, tell me, no, no, no.
Nothing but power hits. Keeping it cool on Power FM.
I don't wanna be a ordinary lover.
Belt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Opposition National Freedom Front criticizes government's decision to re-establish Israeli embassy. Zambia Development Agency actualizes $12.22 billion worth of investments from the committed $86.2 billion. In international news, flooding in Niger displaces tens of thousands and leaves at least 47 dead. And in sports, Zambian referees get FIFA call-up for World Cup qualifier.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. Opposition and National Freedom Front, NFF, has strongly condemned the UPND government's decision to re-establish an Israeli embassy in Lusaka, describing the move as sovereign insult and a direct assault on Zambia's liberation legacy. NFF Secretary General Harry Simuntala has stated that the decision is a betrayal of Zambia's foundational values, including solidarity with the oppressed and resistance to apartheid and colonialism. Mr. Simuntala observed that Israel's actions in Gaza, including accusations of genocide, ethnic cleansing, and systematic bombings, make Zambia's decision to normalize relations morally bankrupt. The opposition party further criticized Zambia's silence on the United Nations, particularly its abstention from ceasefire resolutions, calling it cowardly complicit. Mr. Simuntala therefore emphasized that welcoming an embassy while innocent lives are being lost is not neutrality but an active endorsement of genocide. The Supreme Court has ordered Nestle Zambia to pay over 13.8 million kwacha to the Zambia Revenue Authority after dismissing the company's appeal in a long-running tax dispute. According to ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala, the ruling, delivered on August 20, 2025, follows a transfer pricing audit that questioned Nestle Zambia's financial reporting between 2010 and 2014, during which the company consistently declared losses. According to ZRA, the audit adjusted Nestle Zambia's profits to 56.6 million kwacha, resulting in a gross tax liability of 13.9 million kwacha. The food and beverage giant had initially challenged the assessment before the tax appeals tribunal, advancing six grounds of appeal. Among its arguments, Nestle Zambia alleged that ZRA's assessment was wrongful, relied on unreasonable assumptions, and inappropriately characterized the company as a limited risk distributor instead of recognizing its broader functions. The company also contested ZRA's use of Western-based benchmarks in its study, which it said did not reflect Zambia's economic conditions. The tribunal ruled in favor of Nestle on five out of six grounds, prompting ZRA to escalate the matter to the Supreme Court. In its appeal, ZRA argued that the tribunal had erred in law by shifting the burden of proof to the authority and by ruling that related party transactions could not be aggregated, a decision ZRA said was inconsistent with globally established transfer pricing guidelines. Delivering judgment, Supreme Court Judge Kaji Manga Kabuka Chisanga upheld ZRA's position, ruling that the evidence supported the authority's assessment. As a result, Nestle Zambia is now required to settle the 13.86 million kwacha tax liability, the development that the National Tax Agency has welcomed.
The authority, we are happy and we welcome the ruling by the Supreme Court of Zambia in this case, where the Zambia Revenue Authority and the government of the Republic of Zambia will be able to recover lost revenue amounting to slightly over 13.8 million. We will continue ensuring that all eligible taxpayers, be it in the informal sector, small and medium taxpayers, including the large, all pay their fair share of taxes, and would like to implore all taxpayers in actual sense that they need to ensure that you do the correct thing, make correct declarations. And of course, for the large taxpayers, of course, this is the case of transfer pricing. We want to ensure that they're doing the right thing, regardless of the status of the taxpayer. We just want to implore all the taxpayers to ensure that the correct thing is done, the right taxes are paid, correct declarations are also made to the Zambia Revenue Authority.
In other related news, the Zambia Development Agency, ZDA, has disclosed that $12.22 billion worth of investments was actualized from the committed investment of $86.2 billion recorded from 2021 to date. ZDA Director General Albert